You're listening to Side Hustle Pro, the podcast that teaches you to build and grow a side hustle from passion project to profitable business. And I'm your host, Nikayla Matthews. So let's get started. Hey, hey, welcome back, friends. You are listening to episode 12 of Side Hustle Pro, and today's episode is sponsored by the Side Hustle Pro Shop. Side Hustle Pro gear is now available, and it's here to give you the motivation to start small and get going wherever and whoever you are. So to shop Side Hustle Pro, go to sidehustlepro.co/shop. Again, that's sidehustlepro.co/shop. All right, welcome back. I'm really happy to be doing a solo episode today because so much happened since we last spoke. You miss a day, you miss a lot. And today I really wanted to get into one of the questions that I received via email. I've started to get emails from listeners, which I really love. It's really cool that you guys, you know, are open to reaching out to me and asking me your questions and trust me to respond. So today I'm going to get into a particular listener's question because it has sparked this whole episode because I realize I really want to talk about this topic. And then I also want to be a resource because this is not the first person that has approached me about this. And I realize, you know what? It's time for me to stop dragging my feet about this. There's a need. Why don't I go ahead and create it? Because I know a little bit about it, and I know a little bit about what works. So let's go ahead and get into the question. This listener will remain anonymous, but I just wanted to read her question. She says, "Hi, Kayla. I just started listening to your podcast about a week ago, and I love it. Every episode is awesome and full of great tips. I just started my own blog for fun and hope to eventually develop it into a business one day. I especially enjoyed the episode 7 podcast about growing your brand on social media. I have a quick question about growing your blog brand business. I've heard you mention your group of like-minded women and having support from friends. My sister and boyfriend are both very supportive of my blog and encourage me to continue working on it. However, when I share it with my friends or colleagues, they aren't very receptive of it or make negative, in parentheses, not constructive comments about the blog itself. My boyfriend has experienced this lack of support before when he was building his app, but now that it is gaining momentum, the same people that doubted him are now, quote, unquote, supporting him. How did you find other women to support you in the beginning? How did you deal with haters who doubted your business or didn't want to support you?" Girl, where do I begin? First of all, I just want to say thank you for your kind words and thank you for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate it. And in answer to your question, so a couple of things. Number one, shout out to your sister and boyfriend who are very supportive of your blog. They are the only people that matter right now. Those naysayers and haters, they don't matter at all. There's a quote that I like that I keep in the back of my mind whenever I get criticism. And it says, "Don't take constructive criticism from people who have never constructed anything." And the reason I like to remember that is because whenever you start something, people who have never done anything in their life, people who sit on their couch every day after work, every weekend, all of a sudden have an opinion, want to tell you how to do stuff. And some of it is very valuable. You know, like I said, like, there are people who care about you who will have feedback. However, you have to be the one that kind of filters out what is feedback that you can use and what is feedback that is just nonsense. And usually you can spot this by people who have nothing helpful to say. They just don't like it because they're not into that, or, you know, they don't think it's a good idea, but they have nothing, no alternate to suggest. Like, just ignore those people. Like, what do they really matter? Like, are their opinions paying your bills? Are their opinions writing your content for you? Do they want to be a contributor on your blog? Probably not. So what I would say is stop sharing it with those people. Stop worrying about what they're saying, because most of the times those people aren't even doing anything themselves. They're not even chasing after a dream, because if they were chasing after something outside of work, I guarantee you they would have a different lens. They would be saying, oh, wow, that's so great that you started this. Have you thought about X? You know what really helps me with my blog? When I use this platform or when I use this tool. The fact that they're just blanketly just ripping your idea shows that they're not about anything. Like, forget them. Completely don't even worry about that. And when I say surround yourself and, you know, tap into the support of your sister and boyfriend, the reason I say that is because you are going to face so many challenges, especially when you're at the point where you're ready to start building up your blog into more of a brand and more of a business. There are going to be so many obstacles, and if you don't have people around you that are supportive, you're going to talk yourself out of a lot of things. You are going to be your own worst critic. So you don't need anyone else's criticism, because believe you me, you're the one that is going to be the harshest on yourself. You know, take me for example. Like, people will come to me with things that I can change or tweak about the podcast, and usually I'm very receptive to that. At the same time, nothing they've said, like, there's hasn't been anything that's been said to me that I don't already think myself. Because when I hear my episodes, and you know what it's like when you listen to your own voice recorded, like, there's nothing that you can say to me that I haven't already thought and jotted down in my note of things that I would like to improve upon. So most of the time you're your harshest critic anyway, so you don't need to surround yourself with a sea of the peanut gallery. And that's what they are, the peanut gallery. So limit your conversations that are regarding your blog and your business, because really it's none of their business unless they're providing you with true constructive criticism that's going to help you build it up. And focus on the support of your sister, boyfriend, and whoever else in your life is truly supportive. And then when it comes to my own mastermind group, it's funny that you bring that up, because again, a few people have asked me about that recently, and I guess I kind of take it for granted a little bit, because, you know, full transparency, my mastermind group is made up of two women that I already knew from undergrad and one awesome woman that I got introduced to by someone else in the mastermind. So it kind of seemed so easy. So when people ask me that, sometimes I'm like, well, you know, look around and see which ones of your friends are also starting things. And it's not always that way, I realize. It's just not everyone in your life is at the same point that you're at, and not everyone reaches that point at the same time. So sometimes you have to look outside of your circle to find that support network. Before I get into some strategies that I think you can use to find that business like-minded group, I'll talk a little bit more about how we pulled our own mastermind together. So my mastermind, shout out to Stephanie, Jeanette, and Dana. It came together. It all started when I went to my friend Christina Brown's Blogging While Brown brunch. So Christina Brown is the founder and CEO of the Love Brown Sugar blog. And she started that as a side hustle when she was working in publishing, working for magazines as a writer, as a PR girl. And she was hustling on the side. And mind you, Christina's 2 years younger than me. We went to undergrad together. Actually, 3 years younger than me. We went to undergrad together. We were in a dance group together. And I saw her as like my little sister. So I remember when she started her blog on like Blogspot, and it was like, oh, cute. Christina has a fashion blog now. She's blogging about fashion. And slowly but surely, she kept at it. She was one of those people who grinded to get herself, you know, into New York Fashion Week when she wasn't getting official tickets or passes. She was one of those people who stayed up late at night to write new blog posts and cover, you know, like TV award shows. You know how those end at like midnight, and she would stay up late to cover the fashion on them, even though she had worked the next morning. And so through this grind, she actually was able to take her brand as full-time entrepreneur. And, you know, we'll actually interview her on the show at a later date. So Christina is now an entrepreneur, and she does this in addition to the Love Brown Sugar brand. She does a series of entrepreneurship brunches in different cities. That's what she did this year. And when it came to DC, I sent an email to my friend Stephanie Thomas. Stephanie is on episode 3 of the podcast, so you might be familiar with her. So I sent an email to Steph because Steph also went to Penn undergrad. We all know each other. We all dance together in African rhythms. Youp, youp. And I sent her an email and I was just like, hey, Christina's coming to town. It'll be cool to do a reunion. And, you know, I love what she's doing with entrepreneurship. I'm thinking along these lines now. You want to go too? She was like, yeah, of course. And then she also reached out to Jeanette. Jeanette also went to Penn with us. And I'd forgotten that Jeanette was, you know, in town in DC as well. She reached out to Jeanette. Jeanette came. And so we were all at this brunch together, mainly to catch up and to see each other. But as the brunch got started, Christina spent the majority of it talking about her entrepreneurial journey. She talked about, and she's also a mom, you know, so she talked about being a mother and a businesswoman and how it's been juggling that and learning how to basically make those coins and work every single month, make sure her daughter eats, even though she's not working a traditional 9-to-5. So as she was talking, I think she gave us some kind of exercise to do, maybe some questions to answer at the table to get to know people we didn't know, find out what they were working on, and exchange business cards, exchange information, all of which I wasn't even mentally there for that day. I was just like, oh, I'm going to see my girl. I'm going to eat some good food. Like, I wasn't even thinking fully about business when I went into the brunch. But by mid brunch, I had my game face on and I was truly immersed and just reminded of the journey that I'd seen Christina go through. Like, I'd seen this girl go from my little sister in undergrad to a businesswoman who I could learn from. And as a matter of fact, I signed up to do like a little VIP 15-minute session with her to ask her, like, okay, hey, Christina, I know I have these gifts. I know I have these talents. I have this background, this education, and I want to put it all together now. Like, I'm ready. I feel ready now. I don't know what I want to do next, though. And she sat down with me and we talked through some next strategies. And it's actually because of that session that I truly honed in and got to work. And so that was a year ago. And to look back at where I was a year ago when I was like, I have all these ideas, but I don't know where to go next. And to look at where I am now with this podcast, talking to entrepreneurs and starting to do what I want to do, it's just amazing, right? And that's not the only thing I got out of the brunch. So I'm going to bring it back home now. I'm going to tell you the point of this story. So as we were there, Jeanette also had these ideas percolating in her head. And it also starts to spark this amazing energy because she, on the side, had started to work on the personal fitness brand and the fact that she loved fitness. She believed wholeheartedly in the fact that busy professionals should prioritize taking care of their health, but she just hadn't truly started to explore it as a business. So this brunch got us all to come face to face with the fact that, okay, we have these ideas. We're not devoting daily, weekly, monthly time to it like we should. What can we do? And so Jeanette was like, hey, you guys want to start like a mastermind group? And, you know, I've heard that before. I've tried to be in a mastermind group before. So, you know, disclaimer, you might try a couple of mastermind groups before you find the one that truly works, the one where everyone has the same level of seriousness. But for, you know, Jeanette said it this day, and I was like, I want to start a mastermind group. Like, do you? And she was like, yeah, I'm going to send an email and, you know, we're going to organize. And I was like, okay, all right. And I went home and, you know, sure enough, within a few days, Jeanette had sent an email. She had our first date for our meeting. She sent out like a poll. We picked our first date. And before you know it, we were starting out our first meeting. And even going into it, we all of us didn't know what to expect. We're like, how serious will everyone else be? Will we really stick to this? Because we've all been in positions where we said we're going to do this with our girlfriends. Like, oh, we're going to work out every day, right? And then it just falls by the wayside. But no, that wasn't the case. We were all at a level where we were ready to commit to this. Schedules be damned. Because there are definitely months where we have to tweak and move around the original date that we said we're going to meet, but the level of commitment to our goals hasn't shifted. So I would start by looking at the people around you, and it could be your sister, it could be your boyfriend, but at the same time, I understand you might want to separate, you know, love and business. My fiance and I are very much focused on similar goals when it comes to entrepreneurship and freedom and having the ability to make decisions and be able to call your own shots in life. But we don't necessarily want to be each other's mastermind. I think Moyo knows that I would probably go crazy if I had to check in with him about my accountability goals on a formal basis. Like, we do that informally every day. But I think formally we have separated it. We each have our own mastermind group. So it's up to you if you wanna have a formal mastermind group with your boyfriend and sister. But I think it's better to create a completely separate group where there are no true emotional love ties, and you guys are just there for business. So with that said, I started thinking after I received your question today, I started thinking about someone else who reached out to me, and she essentially said, is there a place where we can like discuss Side Hustle Pro episodes and compare notes and talk about next steps? And I was like, not really, but I'm thinking about what that could look like. And then after receiving this most recent email, in addition to just doing a Twitter chat where someone else asks, man, I wish I had a mastermind group, I realized, okay, enough is enough. I need to create this. So what I've done is I've actually created a Facebook mastermind group for everyone in the Side Hustle Pro community. If you go to Facebook, it's just facebook.com/groups/ Side Hustle Pro community. You can also just search for Side Hustle Pro community on Facebook and you'll find it. It's a closed group. So although people can see that you're in it, they cannot see the post. Your employer cannot see it. He doesn't know what you're saying about how much you hate your job. But that's not the point of the group. The point of the group is to find a gathering place where you can find support for your ideas, get feedback about any question, everything from where to buy a domain name to I'm getting ready to pitch to an investor. Does anyone have experience? What can I do? Can anyone look over my deck really quickly? Like, I'm talking about anything you can think of. We're here to support you. In addition, we'll also segment off into geographic regions. So if it's possible, you might find a person that you can meet up with in person in your local area, because the value of seeing someone and being able to map out and do some visioning is really powerful. So that is still the ultimate goal, but this is a resource for people who don't have that bestie from college that they can reach out to and say, hey, let's do a mastermind, or, you know, who didn't just graduate from B-school where everyone is working on some kind of entrepreneurial side hustle. So it's easy to tap into that. This is for the person who is looking for that resource. So check it out. Join. I literally just started this, you guys. So if you go to it and you're like, oh, there are only X many people in it, keep in mind that this is just the beginning. Like, this is just starting, and it will evolve and grow as we all do. And as you tell me what you'd like to see more of, what kind of information you want. And this way too, you don't have to wait between episodes and you don't have to guess about what the next episode will be about. You can ask your question right away. If there's something that a guest on the podcast, guest on the show said, and you want them to elaborate, you can ask me, I can reach out to them, or maybe even put you guys in touch. We'll see. We'll just play it by ear. But for the most part, this is a community for side hustlers who just need to be around like-minded people who are also going through that struggle of, oh my gosh, how do I find time to work on this when I'm so tired after work? We'll discuss. It'll span the gamut. Something else I also wanted to touch on this episode is what I'm working on now. So this will be a shorter episode. I think my solo episodes, I'm still figuring out exactly how I want to structure them, but for the most part, I always want to give you guys an update on what I'm doing because I know that you might be curious, like, hey, she's a side hustle pro. What is her actual side hustle? What is she getting paid for? It is the podcast. It is the bigger platform that I'm building out at sidehustlepro.co. I want to be a resource and curricula of sorts for people who want to go from side hustle to full-time entrepreneur. And so within that, I have my own goals that I'm working on. And one of those is ching to monetize. Okay. I know some people think podcasts, sponsorships. As you see, this episode was sponsored by the Side Hustle Pro Shop. So that is one lane that I am going down right now for monetization. And that's not something that I'm doing to make like tens of thousands of dollars. It was just important to me more for its symbolism. I've set up this shop. I've made my first, you know, few dollars. And that just shows me that I can make more dollars, right? It's sometimes you just have to jump out of your fear of if is this going to be perfect? Are these cute? Will people buy? And just do it and then move on to the next product. So speaking of the next product, that's what I'm working on now. I am in the midst of developing my first paid product. And this will be something that's available that is more intensive. For example, you guys know I provided the freebie in episode 7. If you go to sidehustlepro.co/episode7, I give away a freebie, my social media toolkit that gives you every detail of how I exploded my social media audience by over 1,000% in a year. You know, my Instagram went from under 600 to now 12,000 followers. So I break down every single tool I use, every single resource, and that is completely free at sidehustlepro.co/episode7. But what I want to do is also give even more content and actually some video and some tutorials. So things that people ask me about, sometimes it's hard to just, you know, explain and talk about it. I'd really like to show you, and I'd really like to show you my, you know, map out the process as I do it myself and give you a step-by-step guide to that. So in order to build out that content, I realized I really need to charge for that because in order for my time to be compensated, in order for me to take the time to do these things, I really need to charge for my time. So figuring out what my first paid product will look like and how to give the most value in that product is something that I'm still working through. And I would love for you to hit me at hi@sidehustlepro.co if you have ideas of things that you would like to see more from me and things you're willing to pay for. And, you know, we're just friends here, right? Like, I thought about whether I should discuss this, and I just realized the whole point of this podcast is me being transparent in my journey too. There's no point in hiding anything from you. I'm not trying to present myself as someone I'm not. I'm someone who's side hustling and figuring out how to monetize right now. So that's where we're at. And if you have anything you'd want to see more of from me, I'd love it if you hit me at hi@sidehustlepro.co because that's how I'll make sure that my content is as valuable as possible. And this might be something that some of you guys go through as well, where you realize that you have a lot of knowledge about things, but you take it for granted because it's every day for you. So once you've reached your Instagram goal, for example, for me, it's just every day for me. And I forget that, you know, not everyone has about 10 different apps just for Instagram on their phone to track their followers, to track their percentage growth day over day. Not everyone's doing that, girl. So I have to remind myself about that and think, oh, maybe I want to teach that. And maybe that would be interesting to some people. But then again, maybe there's something else that I've done that you want me to break down. It could be how I started this podcast. Some folks have reached out to me about that too. And I actually have some emails to get back to about that. But you guys, if you listen to my last progress update. You know how I feel about emails, so I will respond to those in due time. But saying all that to say, starting a podcast sounds very complicated, but it actually wasn't as complicated as some people think. So if you would be interested in my whole process and the equipment I use and how I learn to edit and publish and get myself on all these different podcast players, then let me know because I'm happy to share that as well. So that's where I am in my own journey. And I've also recently been an affiliate on, so, you know, by sharing someone's link, I've was able to be a partner in a course that they're launching. So that's really exciting also to learn that side of the business, because one day I do plan to do my own course and learning all about ClickFunnels and how to engage partners to promote and market your course has been very eye-opening. So all of those things are what I'm working on right now. The side hustle progress, the side hustle process is real, y'all. I mean, I am so excited because I'm going to take a mini vacay this weekend. When I say mini, I mean real mini. I'm still in the States, but we'll just say it's an undisclosed location, and I'm going to do a little bit of a reset. And even though we're not in a mastermind together, me and Moyo, we are going to talk a little bit about how we want to finish out 2016, how we want to start 2017, and the goals that we have together, because we do have some business ideas to do together. So how we can work on those and push those into gear. So that's what I'm working on. The next episode, we'll have another fabulous guest. So I can't wait for you to hear. But in the meantime, any questions, just hit me at hi@sidehustlepro.co. And don't forget, this episode is sponsored by the Side Hustle Pro Shop. So if you are in need of gear to motivate you to start small and get going wherever and whoever you are, check out the Side Hustle Pro Shop. Visit sidehustlepro.co/shop to get your gear. Hey guys, thanks for listening to Side Hustle Pro. If you want to hear more from me, head on over to sidehustlepro.co/sidehustlecorner to get my weekly Side Hustle Diaries chronicles about my own journey from passion project to profitable business. And if you want to find me online, I'm @sidehustlepro on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Don't forget to join the Side Hustle Pro Facebook community. Go to sidehustlepro.co/mastermind. And as always, if you love the show, do me a favor and subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. Thanks, guys. Talk to you next week.